Yesterday I spoke to you of the argument of Parmenides. Now this argument is a good exercise for philosophical thinking. So I shall dwell a little upon it. You know, as students of philosophy, there is a need to learn the art of argument. All philosophical statements in the world have taken the form of argumentation. So we should first understand what is the need for argumentation. Secondly, what is the art of formulating an argument? And thirdly, how to evaluate an argument. So we shall do all the three things regarding this particular example which I have given. First, what is the need of argumentation? There is a situation where arguments are not necessary. For example, we sit around this tree and I make a statement, here is before us a large tree. And we all see it and I don't need to make any argument and say that now a formulation is necessary. Everybody agrees, so there is no need of argument. In other words, whenever there is a statement which one can verify in a common manner, there is no need of an argument. You can make a statement and there is no argument. Statement only describes what is seen. But supposing we are all blind and sitting around the tree, a visitor enters who has got good sight. He enters and he says, oh, are you all sitting under the shade of a tree? Then we are all surprised. And then there is a need for that person to convince us that we are sitting under a shade of a tree. If someone of us tells him, how do you know that we are sitting under a shade of a tree? How do you know? We shall ask him this question. His first answer will be, it is obvious, because it is obvious to him. He will say, it is obvious. This will be first statement, it is obvious. Now this also is an argument. Statement, it is obvious, is also an argument. Why? Because it is not obvious to us. Therefore it's an argument. If anybody says it is obvious, most of the philosophers, when they have made lots of arguments, when you dig them deeper and deeper and deeper, you will find at the bottom when they say it is obvious. You may not find it immediately on the surface, but when you dig deeper, you will find at the bottom there is this statement, it is obvious. I was at one time a student of Bertrand Russell. I used to read Russell a lot. I was greatly impressed by him. Even today, I admire him for many things. Although I have left him and turned to other lines of thought. And after a lot of understanding and pursuing his line of thought, I discovered that his whole philosophy is based upon one statement. It is obvious, I am now formulating his argument, it is obvious that complex sentences, complex objects, complex situations, they can all be reduced by analysis to simple statements, simple situations, simple sentences. In other words, his whole philosophy is based upon a statement that however complex is the world, it is obvious that these complexities are nothing but combinations of simple things. By meaning by which that simple does not consist of complex. In other words, he says, it is obvious that simple does not consist of complexity. This is his basic argument. It is basic argument because even this statement can be questioned. That which seems to be very obvious, at a later stage I will tell you that what is the meaning of simple is not so simple as we think of it to be. If you go into the depth of reality, there is no such thing in the world as simple. Russell said that everything that is complex can be reduced ultimately to simple. If you have a complex building, you can say ultimately this complex building has been constructed out of simple bricks. So many bricks put together give a structure to them, therefore the structure is complex, but this complexity is a result of simple bricks. It seems logically clear, clean, net. But let us take a simple leaf of a tree. No leaf is simple. Every leaf has so much of complexity in it. And you can further argue that even that complexity can be reduced to simplicity. Unfortunately, you don't find anywhere in the world anything that is simple. And yet Russell says it is obvious that complex must be consisting of simples. Now similarly, you go to many other philosophical systems. I'm only giving an example that a man who comes from outside in an assembly of blind people who are sitting under a tree which is large under the shade of a tree, he will say, it is obvious that you are sitting under the shade of a tree. That is his answer, it is obvious. Now, you may like, however, to be convinced that we are really sitting under a tree which has a large shade over us. Therefore, in India, there is a very famous story of an elephant and seven blind people. It's a very famous story, parable all over the country known very well. And every philosophy student is told of this story. This is the reason why everybody is told, because it is assumed that we are all blind in this world. Philosophy has no reason to exist in the way in which it is existing today if we were not blind. Assumption behind every philosophical thinking is that we are all blind. If our eyesight was absolutely clear and clean, and we are to see the world within and without, then argument is not necessary. It will be simply obvious. It is obvious. But because we are blind, because even with physical eyes open, our mental eyes are blind, our experiential eye is blind, our sensitivity is blind, emotionally we are blind, in many ways we are blind, therefore there is a need to state what some people think they are seeing. Anybody who feels he sees, he makes a statement. To him it is obvious, but to the others it is not obvious. The story of the blind man and the elephant is that an elephant is put forward before the blind people, and each blind man observes by touching and then describes. One who takes hold of the leg or the foot says it's like a trunk. But one who touches the ear feels it is like a vessel or a fan. And so on. If every part of the elephant is taken into account by each one touching it separately, you will get seven different descriptions, and none of them correct. And yet, for everyone it is obvious. Whatever he describes is obvious.